doing in here? This is my kitchen.
Well, I'm cooking breakfast for my family.
Well, you're making more of a mess for me is what you're doing. Now I gotta come in here and clean up after you. It's bad enough I got the whole house to clean up and my vacuum cleaner that I've had for 26 years just up and died and went to Hoover Heaven.
Miss Hopper, I didn't ask you to clean up after me.
You're welcome, Naomi.
Come on, Mama. I'm sure Naomi's real appreciative, aren't you, Skeeter?
Oh, absolutely. Let me thank you, Miss Harper, for dumping out the breakfast that I just made for my family. Let me thank you for not letting me cook or clean or do the wash for my husband and stepkids. In short, thank you very much for making me feel like a guest in my own basement.
Well, you see, you can't get much more appreciative than that. Come on, Mama, you got to lighten up on Naomi.
I don't have time to lighten up. I got to clean up this mess, then I got to go figure out what I'm going to do without a vacuum cleaner.
Hey, you're not going to believe this, but I've got the solution to your problem.
You're right, I don't believe it.
Oh, Naomi's got a vacuum cleaner downstairs she's never even used.
Now that I believe.
I gave it to her for a wedding present. I remember she stored it away when she moved in here.
Well, get it up here.
Why don't I go get it up here?
Lord, what are you doing out there? Why don't you take your keys with you?
Oh, who takes the keys to go out to the trash? Besides, I can never find my keys because every time I put them down someplace, you move them someplace else.
I will not have you throwing your keys all over my house.
Your house, your kitchen, your this, your that. Nothing here belongs to me. I have nowhere to put anything.
Where do you two think you're going?
To the carnival.
Oh, no, you're not.
But Naomi said we could go.
Just who are you to be telling them they can go off on a toot when they've got chores to do?
I just happen to be their stepmother.
By marriage. I happen to be their grandmother by blood. I say you're going to go out and clean the garage like you were told.
Oh, Grandma.
Bummer.
Oh, I'm sorry, kids. Miss Harper, you have no business telling them that they must stay home after I have said that they may go.
Well, you got no business telling them they can go when they've got chores to do for me.
Here you go. All your problems are solved. Dumb.
Benton? What is that?
Something you wouldn't know anything about.
That is my vacuum cleaner.
Good answer. Tomorrow we'll learn what a dish rag is.
Benton, why did you lend something of mine to your mama without asking my permission first?
Well, honey, it's no big deal. It's not like she's borrowing your toothbrush or anything.
But, honey, this was a present from you.
Are you going to let me use this sucker, or do I get down on my hands and knees and pick up the fuzz balls with a tweezers?
Oh, all right. You've taken everything else that belongs to me in this house. You might as well take that, too.
Oh, well, far be
it
for
just
me to
use it.
Well, if you insist.
Hey, Buzz, check it out. Grandma got a new vacuum.
That is my vacuum. Say, be careful with it.
Thelma? Thelma, that machine is making a very funny sound. Are you sure you have it on the correct setting?
It's got an on-off switch. That's all I know about it.
I don't think that's running right. I think you better turn it off.
I think I smell something burning.
We're all going to go up and fly.
Oh, stop getting it. It's awful. Everything's silent.
Well, Grandma, Miss Harper, turn off my machine. Vacuum.
I think you better pull the plug, Ben.
You ruined it.
Oh, well, now maybe it just needs a little adjustment.
Honey, it is burnt to a crisp.
Well, so is my rug.
You ruined this vacuum cleaner.
Well, your vacuum cleaner ruined my rug.
Now, hold on. I'm sure we can get to the bottom of this. Ouch!
Ooh. Careful, Dad. That might still be hot.
Oh, it's jammed. There's something in there, but I don't think I can reach it.
Here, let me try.
Walt, that's my key ring. Don't you have better sense than trying to pick up a key ring with a vacuum cleaner?
Since when do you leave your keys in the rug where people are vacuuming?
Now, let's not lose our heads.
Oh, just hush up. Are you going to pay me for this vacuum cleaner which you have single-handedly destroyed?
I most certainly will not. You pay me for the rug and we'll call it even.
And I will see you in court.
You sure will, because I'm going to be sitting in the courtroom waiting for you, Missy.
Well, you can't sue me because I intend to sue you.
Oh, yeah? Tell it to the judge.
Thank you. Quiet, please. Everyone, please rise. Honorable Judge Wendell E. Packard presiding. Small Claims Court is now in session.
Well, it's about time. That's what we're here for. Because of her carelessness, a rug that has been in my family for years has been ruined.
You did that yourself, and she broke my brand new vacuum cleaner in the process.
Oh, that's right. I always set fire to my own rugs.
Quiet. Now, I want you all to listen very carefully. I will conduct these proceedings in an orderly fashion. I will guarantee everyone an opportunity to be heard, but you will not speak except in response to my questions. Is that clear?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Your Honor.
Thank you.
No, Your Honor is how you address me. Your Honor or Sir, is that understood?
It's your court.
You may all be seated. Now, I know that you've all been sworn in, and I've read your complaint.
Well, you do that just like on the people's court.
I beg your pardon?
Judge Wapner on the people's court.
I am not interested in what happens on the people's court.
Well, you ought to be. You could learn something from Wapner. Except for yesterday, he gave a whole bunch of money to some fella that was lying through his teeth, just like she is.
Mrs. Harper, approach the bench.
What?
Come up here.
Well, he doesn't know very much about furniture. That looks more like a desk than a bench. Just get up there.
I'm going.
Go on.
Come on.
Here I go. I'm approaching the bench.
Mrs. Harper, it is the duty of this court to determine who's telling the truth and who isn't.
I know that.
I will not permit you to accuse anyone of not telling the truth again.
All right.
Now go back to your place.
Between you and me, she's lying through her teeth.
Get back.
This fella's got a very short fuse.
Now, if we can proceed with this hearing, Mrs. Thelma Harper.
Yo.
You are suing for $85 to reweave the rug. Is that correct?
A rug that my mama, Lord rest her soul, willed to me.
Is that correct?
A rug that I loved and cherished and intended to hand down to my own children, unburned.
Are you asking $85 to have it fixed?
Yes, and that's a bargain.
No. Mrs. Naomi Harper.
Oh. Yes, Your Honor.
You are countersuing for $79 to repair the motor on the vacuum cleaner. Is that right?
A vacuum cleaner which was given to me by my beloved.
Just answer the question.
Well, how come she gets to tell y'all about her mama and everything, and I don't get a chance to say nothing?
All right, who gave it to you?
That vacuum cleaner was given to me by my beloved present husband, Vinton Harper, as a promise of the love nest which we would one day share.
Oh, and you'll get it too, Skeeter, I swear.
Oh, baby!
Stop that! Now, look, everyone had better just start behaving in a manner befitting this courtroom, or I'm going to start handing out some contempt citations.
You see that? Now, you've going to make him mad.
Oh.
Mrs. Harper, I will conduct this hearing if you don't mind. Now, what happened with the cleaner?
Well, sir, I needed a vacuum cleaner to do my household chores, so Naomi here insisted that I use hers.
I allowed her to use it because I wanted to be a good daughter-in-law.
She allowed me to use it because I'm the only one in the house that ever does any cleaning.
Oh, that's not true, Your Honor.
You are petty. It's not your time.
I said order.
He's talking to you.
I am talking to both of you. Now get back to your places. Back.
You are lying.
Now listen to me, both of you. Do you see this robe?
Yes, sir. It's exactly like one my Aunt Minnie used to wear. They wouldn't let her have bows or shoelaces or belts or nothing, you know.
I don't care about your Aunt Minnie.
Well, neither did Uncle Dooley. think that's what probably sent the woman right over the edge.
I only care about getting this case settled, getting you out of my courtroom and out of my life. Now you tell me what happened with the cleaner. Oh.
Well, sir, I was vacuuming, as I have been doing my entire life, when suddenly this vacuum started making a real funny noise.
May I respond to that, please, Your Honor?
No.
Are you going to let him speak to me like that, honey?
Sit down. What kind of a funny noise did it make?
Well, sir, it kind of got louder and higher. Your Honor, sir, this is my granddaughter, Sonia, and she doesn't know how to use a vacuum, but she can imitate it real good. Show him how it went, baby. Right in there. Show him.
Thank you. That was very helpful.
Oh, do you mean that?
Not really. Sit down. Please go on, Mrs. Harper.
Well, after that, it caught fire and it burned a big hole in my rug, which brings me to Exhibit A. Bailiff, take that up there to him.
I don't understand. If you were operating the machine, why do you hold your daughter-in-law responsible?
Well, sir, I've got an answer for that one, too, and I would like to call my next witness, my grandson, Vinton Harper Jr.
Come on, Buzz.
We call him Buzz.
Come on.
Just relax, Buzz, and tell us what you know about this thing.
Yes, sir. I found that key in the vacuum, which caused the fire.
That brings me to Exhibit B, Your Honor. Bailiff, take that up there. Now, Buzz, tell Your Honor just exactly whose key that is.
Naomi's.
That's it. Case dismissed. Tell her to give me my money. Let's get the hell out of here.
Mrs. Harper, I will not tell you again. Now let me handle this case. Now, Mrs. Naomi Harper, did you lend the vacuum cleaner to your mother-in-law?
No, it was my husband who actually lent it to her. Had I been present at the time, I would have said no.
She ain't ever said no in her life.
Let her talk.
You can't believe a word this woman says, you know. She's been married 3 times.
So have I. Please go on.
Thank you. Your Honor, may I approach the bench?
What?
May I approach the bench?
Who are you?
Well, my name is Miss Frances Crowley. I am the baby sister of the defendant here, and I live with both of these defendants because I'm just a maiden lady that has nowhere
else. Come up, come up. What?
There's something I want to confess.
Confess to what?
Well, all this talk about the rug and being here in a court of law and all has made me feel so guilty, and I just want to throw myself on the mercy of this court.
Now, don't get upset. Now, calm down. What are you guilty about?
Well, Your Honor, it is true that it was a beautiful rug, and it did belong to my dear mother, but there was always something about it that I just hated.
Yes. What?
You know that ugly little tag that sticks out at the side that says, do not remove under penalty of law?
Yes.
2 years ago, I removed it.
I tell you what, normally, this is a capital offense. But if you'll just sew it on, we'll forget the whole thing.
I don't sew.
Well, then pin it on! Sit down! Now, if we can get back to this case,
Mrs. Thelma Harper was operating the vacuum, and some keys belonging to Mrs. Naomi Harper jammed the motor. Now, do you have anything to say in your defense?
I most certainly do, Your Honor. I would like to call my star witness, Vinton Harper.
I object.
To what?
Is it legal in this state for a man to testify against his own mother? His own flesh and blood, the woman who brought him into this world, who wiped his nose and diapered his behind before Pampers. Is that legal?
Yes, it is.
Just asking.
Go on.
Thank you very much, sir. Now, baby, did you lend that vacuum cleaner to your mama?
Yes.
Had she ever used that cleaner before?
No, nobody had ever used it before.
Now, I want you to think very carefully, sweetheart. Before your mama started to use that vacuum cleaner, did she read the instruction booklet?
Oh, good heavens, I don't need instructions. I know that rug like the back of my hand.
But you didn't know my vacuum cleaner, and I think she used it wrong and burnt up the rug and ruined my cleaner all at the same time.
May I have a chance to defend myself here, Your Honor? May I please call Vinton Harper?
He's my witness.
He's my son.
Well, he is my husband.
It is my courtroom. Isn't it? Call Vinton Harper.
Vinton, come in.
Oh, honey.
Bye, Skeeter. I'll miss you.
Get over here. Now, Vinton Harper. What exactly is it that you do for a living?
Well, I'm a locksmith, Mama. You know that.
Just answer the question.
I'm a locksmith.
He's a locksmith. Is it not true that over the past 2 months, you have made 4 sets of keys for 1 Naomi Harper?
Yes, I did.
Aha! Why?
Because she kept losing them all over the house.
That's it. Case dismissed. Give me the money, you lame brain.
Because you keep sucking them up in your vacuum cleaner, you old bitch.
Is she allowed to use that kind of language in court?
How many vacuum cleaners did your mama break in one day?
Well, two.
But... Two?
And tell me how long had this broken in our family before she committed sabotage?
As long as I can remember.
You're not going to stand up for her, are you?
He's going to
love me more.
He doesn't love you more.
I will slander her.
Mrs. Harper and Mrs. Harper, you are both found in contempt of court. The fine is $100 each. If anybody speaks, moves, or even blinks, it goes up another $200. Is that clear? Excellent. Now, because I think you're both responsible for the negligence, I order that you each pay your own damages. Court is recessed. This case is closed. I'm going out for a beer. As for you, Vinton Harper, if you have a half a brain in your head, you'll join me.
The nerve of that Packard fella. He ain't fit to judge a bake-off. I can't believe he fined me $100.
Well, I can't believe he fined me $100.
That's the smartest thing he did all day.
Why, it was all your fault. You started the whole thing.
I have never seen the inside of a courtroom till you darkened my door, Missy.
Well, that's enough. I'm sick and tired of listening to both of you. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to turn the rug around so that the hole is underneath the couch. And then I'm going to fix the motor in your dumb vacuum.
Well, why didn't you say this $100 ago?
$200 ago.
Quiet! Now, I am going in the kitchen to get myself a beer. And if I hear one more peep out of either one of you, I'm going to come out here and tie both your tongues in a knot.
Boy, is he hot under the collar.
Yeah, and I'm gonna get to him before he cools off.
We'll get to him down in the basement. I've already got one hole burned in my rug.